The evidence in your ministration as a singer, or the proofs or the impact of your singing as a vocalist or as a minister is based on your faith level. It's based on your faith level. And scripture makes us understand that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you can be singing and singing and singing, and it is empty, void of impact, because your faith level is low. And that is why when you are a singer, you have to listen to the word of God. Understand the word of God. There are levels of receiving the word of God. When you check Matthew chapter 4, there are levels of receiving the word of God. You must receive the word of God to the point of understanding. And it means you must hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it again. And hear it again. You might think that you understood the first time, but when you listen to it again, then you realize that there's more that you could have understood, because the Holy Spirit then explains it further unto you. Please, do you understand? And so don't compare your life to just any normal Christian, dormant Christian who doesn't do anything in church. And he feels that when it just comes to hear the word of God once in church, and then that is all. When you are a minister or you are a singer, you are in a leadership position. The moment you sing in the choir, or the moment you embark on a journey as a solo artist, or the moment you stand in front of people to sing or to lead in music, you are in a leadership position. And that leadership position must show forth by impact. There must be a performance of God's power through the music which you sing. And it comes by your faith level. Little faith means little word of God, means little understanding of God's word. And you get little results. But as you build upon your faith by hearing and hearing God's word. And I'm saying this because there are some people, when they just go and sit in rehearsal, they feel that, oh, we just came to listen to learn notes and learn music. And that. But there are those who even gave their life to Christ at rehearsals. There are people who gave their life to Christ. There are people who, at a rehearsal meeting, they were baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit as they were worshiping. Hallelujah. And so, this year, 2020, never see any meeting as a mere rehearsal, but see it as an encounter. What did I say? See it as an encounter with God. Hallelujah. Which has the potential to change your life forever. Hallelujah. Because where the presence of God is, there is fullness of joy. Why joy? Because He answers your need. He answers your need. So today, I'm just giving the opening part of it, and then possibly at 7:30, we'll continue, or in our next meeting, we'll continue. We are at the beginning of the year. Our theme is Start with God. What did I say? Start with God. Hallelujah. I want to give you a few, or highlight a few things before we zoom into the theme. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, you see beginnings. You see the commencement of creation. We are the start of the earth. Should I put it? The earth as we know it now. And there is one thing about God. What He does today, He will do tomorrow. He will do again and again. So when you learn His principles in any situation, you can remember how He dealt with a situation in the past. And then He will do the same. Today I was reading about Ruth, Naomi. When Naomi asked Ruth to go and lay in Boaz's field, Boaz went to lay there. Boaz was merry. He had had a party, and he was fine. He just went to lay down. And then Ruth went and then uncovered his feet and then lay there. And so when the man woke up, there was a woman lying at his feet. Today's woman will say that, yes, you are forcing yourself, but she was acting under directives. by a senior officer called Naomi. Hello. And you know, after the whole ordeal, Boaz woke up, Boaz told her that, oh, okay, there's somebody before me. There's a senior kinsman before me. So even if I want to take you as mine, I cannot, except that person has rejected the offer before I can come in line. Uh-huh. So let's see how things go. So, and then he gave Ruth, you know, some food to, because he says that you cannot go away empty. To your, and so when Ruth went, Ruth narrated everything to Naomi. And Naomi told Ruth that, don't worry at all, because let's see how things go. And the way she spoke to Ruth, you realize that she knew what she was doing. Hello? Hello? Ruth needed a miracle. What did I say? Ruth needed a miracle. And direction by a senior, an authority, or a senior officer gave her quick access to that. So it means that if God used that method yesterday, today God can use that method also for your breakthrough. Hallelujah. And that is why we read scripture. That is, we look at the past. We look at what God has done. We look at his ways, how he went about, how he did things. And today's woman will be like, oh, media, I'm a secretive person. I want to, let's try it small, bare 6 months, underground. Before I... And the 6 months is more than someone's 10 years marriage. What can't be written in a book, that is what you see within the 6 months. And now before you realize, there's fire on the mountain. Total confusion, chaos. Somebody who is 19 years and you are having headaches that 45-year-olds have because of the kind of principles you went by. Tell your neighbor, go by God's principles. And tell your neighbor, so start with God this year. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. What did God do? Mm-hmm. And the earth was without form and void. We are going to take some lessons here. The beginning of the year is a time for creation. How do you create? You create by speaking. You declare into your ear. It's a time where you pray. You confess faith words. You prophesy into the year. This year will go well. It will be better than last year. And that is why we are having our 21 days fast within the month of January. Hallelujah. You must speak and speak and speak and speak and declare anything negative you don't want to see, you cancel it. What you want to see, you declare it into the year. If you have been single for years and you say, hey, this time I must get married, don't be sitting there looking at the year. Don't be sitting there watching the year. And furthermore, you start complaining, hey, as for me, hey, this year, so will it go well? Hey, what is it? As for last year, this year, there, I don't know even what to do. Hello? So tell your neighbor, declare, talk. Right? Hello? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you enter a choir, oh, single ladies, plenty, single guys, plenty. Then you wonder, ah, so what is happening? What is happening? What's my refing? Oh, I've even bought utensils. This one too, oh, I bought flat screen. Do you have a bed? I have a bed. I just said, so why are you not married? Tell your neighbor, talk. You have to declare into the year. Declare into the year. God, you set the lonely in families. I am feeling lonely. He settled the lonely in families. He didn't say he said they're alone, because you are not alone. God is with you. Amen. But you are feeling lonely. So God, you said the lonely family. So this year, you are setting me in a family. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You said two are better than one. This year, I am better, hey, because I'll be double. Hello. January is a time for declaring. What did I say? January is a time for declaring. If you want your bank account, me, they haven't started in December. I'll sell it in a double client. I'll just be working in the office. Then I'll declare, oh, double clients. 2020, you want to see double your account. You want it to see 10 times more. You start declaring in January. You start declaring in January. And declaring is I'm not saying praying. Praying is one. But this one declared, when God came to the situation, he said, God, he created, he spoke. He spoke. Hello. So you speak. When you wake up in the morning, every day in January, you declare for the next 12 months, February, I am blessed. March, I am blessed. April, I am blessed. My account gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and I am investing more and more into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And I am paying people's school fees. I am sponsoring people here and there. When it's about your education, if I pass one paper or two papers last year, this year I'm passing 3, 4. You want to do your master's, you declare it. Hello. We've been quiet for too long. 2019, the enemy was beating about, beating us here and there. Today this, tomorrow, today malaria, tomorrow this. This one won't wait for him to even start. We will kick the ball first. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me give you just one more and then we end this session. So number one, as I said, in the beginning or in the month, in the first month of the year, it's a time to declare. You declare the promises of God for your life. Declare the promises of God for your life. And then number two. Number two, you see that it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And then verse 3, and God said, let there be light. Let there be light. In the first month of the year, you gain or you go on a search for wisdom. Wisdom for the year. Light. Wisdom for the year. Wisdom, one, you can ask for God for wisdom for the entire year. God, how do I go about this year? How do I go about this year? What should I do? Okay, you ask God for wisdom. Number two, kind of wisdom. You learn, you study, you research to do better than you did last year. The first kind of wisdom, you ask God for divine direction, divine wisdom for how to go about things in the year. Number two, you ask, you go on a search or you study. It means that you go back last year and you review all the mistakes that you made. He says that the Spirit of God hovered upon the water before he spoke. You need to be very observant. Hello? Last year, you realized that you borrowed some monies and your year was miserable. You say, what is a servant to the lender? Is it the borrower is a servant to the lender? So today, this person, now you don't pick your calls. This person will call, hey, my 50 cedis. This one will call, where's my 500? I don't like that. And then you are in church, but you are miserable. So in 2020, January, you reflect on the mistakes you made last year. And then you take a decision that this year I am not what? Borrowing a dime. Even if I drink water, I'll drink water and fast. I shall wait till my change comes. Then now you are thinking of going for a loan to go and buy a car. Hey, sister. Why? Why Nandeka? Hey, so why Nandeka? Hello. Is that okay? So you need to review, check where there were issues, okay? And then you do better. Because to gain light, wisdom, one principle of being a wise person is to be very observant. Where you made your mistakes, where you fell into issues, it is time that you do better. Hallelujah. Let me remember this one. Wisdom is the, when you have wisdom, that is only when you know what to do in 2020. You need wisdom to be able to know what to do in the year 2020. For every month, what to do. You need wisdom. You need wisdom. And so one of the prayers to pray, most importantly in January, is God, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Just for 10 seconds, begin to ask God, God, give me wisdom for this year. Give me wisdom for this year. Give me the wisdom for the year 2020. Every single month, any decision I take, give me wisdom. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Give me wisdom. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Now you know from Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 that get wisdom and in all thy getting get understanding. Understanding, and that's where I'm ending. Understanding. You need understanding for the year. Understanding for the year. The spirit of understanding. Wisdom, understanding. Psalm 47 verse 7. For God is the king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 19. Yes. Proverbs 3:19 says that the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. And by understanding he hath established the heavens. If you are running a business, settle it in your heart that you understand deeper and deeper levels of it. Your line of work, if you are an HR person, you are a banker, settle it in your heart that this year you understand because you want to be well established. Ministry, if you are a minister, you must understand the word of God. So in the month of January, one spirit or one prayer that you always be praying, God, grant me understanding. Understanding for everything that I must do this year. Understanding. Understanding. Don't just run through the year. Just walking through the year. Hey, we are going here. Hey, there too. Hey, everybody's doing this. Ah. You need understanding. Because understanding will make the difference. Understanding will make you stand out amongst others. To stand out, you need to understand. To stand out, you need to understand. To stand out, you need to understand. One day I was coming for a meeting and then God told me that if you see it as a music ministry, like a choir, that is what it will be to you. If you see your work as, oh, this one is just from this, that is what it will be to you. But if what people see, you see it, no, as a great opportunity, that is what it will become to you. As he thinketh in his heart, so he see. Hallelujah. Say understanding. understanding. And God even says, sing ye praises with understanding. You're shouting, making noise still with understanding. In everything you do, with understanding. And understanding is answering the question, why? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? God, and teach me. Explain to me. Show me. And then you do it with understanding. Hallelujah. You sing with understanding. You praise with understanding. You pray with understanding. By the spirit of understanding. If you can do these things in the month of January, your year shall never be the same again. You are not going to fast because, hey, Pastor Bernard said we should fast. So, no. When you are fasting, hey, then you are marking the time. 11:59. Oh, the ice water is already in your mouth. Preparing the way for some peace or... You already ordered the tilapia at 10 a.m. Please, by 11:30, let it be here. Hello. And we'll be tired if an emergency prayer topic comes down. Hey, today we are extending to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Oh, no. Then now you squeeze your face wherever you are, whether at your office, you just squeeze your face. You are angry because you are hungry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year, God will speak for everybody in the name of Jesus. People will know that you are a Christian. Not because you say it or because every time they see you going to church. But the manifestation of God's power evidently in your life. Hallelujah. Money are money coming. You drive a car and then people look at you. She's using some juju. Then you meet them on the street and you give them tracts. And then you tell them that, oh, it is possible with Jesus in his own time. Hallelujah. Amen. People will come and propose to you, and when they come, they'll be baptized by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptized by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hello. The fire of the Holy Ghost burn in your life in the name of Jesus. Be on fire this year for God. Be on fire. Be on fire. Be on fire. And as you serve God from your heart, every need that you have, every need that you have, the needs that confuse you. Sometimes you have needs and you'll be wondering, how can I get out of this one? How can I get? I remember a friend of mine got married and I was single. I looked at him and said, God, even this guy. If this guy that I even searched for contract for him, this guy is getting married. Then no, my case is settled. It is possible. What did I say? It is possible. Hallelujah. And so I decided that I won't worry. Rather have faith, believing and trusting God. Amen. It is possible. So this year I said that as you go about diligently on fire for God, doing his work, he's going to settle every case in your life. Just believe. What did I say? Just believe that 2020, you see the manifestation of God's power in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Bow down your heads in prayer and just begin to thank God for his revelation. For this revelation, just thank God. Thank God that, Lord, my year shall not be the same like other years. 2020, my case is settled. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anything called worry or trouble or anxiety, it shall not remain in my life. This year, I see answered prayers. This year, things I declare this month, I see it come to pass. This year, I see it better than any year, better than 10 years of my life put together. I see this year better than that. In the name of Jesus, so I thank you for this revelation at the beginning of the year, and my life shall not be the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Shortly, pray also for your family, wherever you are. Pray for your family. I don't know whatever issues are in your family. Just start declaring. Declare to your family. If there is a misunderstanding in your family, declare peace. In the name of Jesus. If you experienced lack last year, declare prosperity this year. In the name of Jesus. No lack in your family. Declare in the name of Jesus. Declare in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And lastly, declare upon yourself, this year you will sing better than any year ever before. You will sing under the unction of the Holy Ghost. You will sing and people will confess and give their lives to Christ. You will sing and witches cannot fly over your house. You will sing and things will begin to happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will sing and people will just get an anointing of prosperity. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord be magnified. The Lord be magnified even as you sing. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rababo, Shebedede Abba, Kabalarade Abba. We give you the glory. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, so we'll break orientation, students. You have your orientation. Vocalist too. You have your vocalist class. And then we'll do that right now, and then around 7 we'll come back together. Around 7:15 we'll come back together for the last session. Till 8:30 we close. Amen. So God richly bless us. So Zipporah, sit in the vocalist class. Nana Kwame, sit in the vocalist class, and then orientation people to you do what you have to do. And then so Mattel also be in vocalist class. And then Rodella, you take them. Okay. Okay.